All right, back at it. Anthony Rothman, Matty Ice in for B. Carp today. We go back to the Bryan Heating and Cooling Systems Fangest Hotline and get a good feel on the Nittany Lions and what they're bringing to the table from Mike Persak, who covers them for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Mike, welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
You got it. We got some news today, and maybe you can confirm it. Is Penn State going to be missing their starting center tomorrow?
I did not see – I haven't heard anything about it. I have kind of asked around. I haven't heard anything confirmed. But, we saw him in practice on Wednesday. I haven't heard much about it beyond that. But that would obviously be, a huge hit. Mike Mennett has been playing extremely well for them. So,
what about KJ Hamler's health coming into this one?
Yeah, so he obviously took a bump to the head in the first quarter against Indiana. And then after the game, James Franklin said they were hopeful for this Saturday, and then Tuesday he reiterated that again. Wednesday, he was not a full participant in practice from what we could tell, but obviously that would, again, be a huge hit to them. He's been pretty much everything for them on offense.
Mike, if he can't go tomorrow at noon, where does the focus shift offensively? How do you think James Franklin draws up this game plan? Who's going to be the guy or guys that are going to need to step up for Penn State tomorrow?
Yeah, it's an interesting question because last week, obviously he went down early against Indiana and they ended up winning the game. Penn State did based on the run game pretty much. But obviously Indiana's run defense and Ohio State's run defense is kind of a different story. So we'll see what they end up doing. The betting favorite, I guess, there would be for them to go to Pat Freiermuth, the tight end. He's been great for them this season. And then Mack Hippenhammer is the guy who will probably replace him in that slot kind of, X or Y, whatever the receiver title is. But he should. Matt Kippenhammer should be the guy to replace him, but it'll be a lot of Pat Freiermuth, I would guess. Jahan Dotson has been good, but, it remains to be seen if any of those guys are able to be the number one guy. They haven't dealt with Hamler being out for a long period of time yet this season.
Mike Persak with us covering Penn State for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. He's on the Bryan Heating and Cooling Systems Fangest Hotline. 19-point spread. I know you don't have to manufacture any hype for Penn State. They know what's at stake here. If they can win the game, they probably feel they still control their own destiny. But has the disrespect phrase been thrown around at all?
No, I'm not sure how closely you follow James Franklin like week to week, but their big thing is going 1-0 each week. I know that sounds cliche, but it's hard to get anybody to kind of comment on being on point spreads or being disrespected or being underdogs or anything like that. It's kind of instilled throughout the whole program that they try to treat every week the same way. So you haven't heard much of that. You have heard guys say, this is obviously a big game. This is the rest of the season. This is for the Big Ten East essentially. So guys are aware that it's a big game, but no one's really been, pumping that disrespect angle. What they have said is that obviously, James Franklin said on Tuesday that this Ohio State team is the best team they've seen on tape, by far, and maybe in his whole career and his time at Penn State. So obviously they're aware of the big game, of the magnitude of the game, I should say. So,
Mike, earlier this week, we heard James Franklin talk about, his recruitment and Penn State's recruitment of Justin Fields and how all in they were with him, as were a lot of schools when you look at how talented he was. But on the flip side of this thing, when you look at this game, Micah Parsons was a guy that Ohio State was all in on and their fan base really wanted. He ends up going to Penn State, obviously, and he had his, choice of schools he could have gone to. Gross Matos gets a lot of attention, obviously, but Micah Parsons, how impressed have you been with him so far?
Yeah, at the beginning of the season, because strangely enough, he was very good for Penn State last year, but he actually didn't start a single game for them last year, despite leading them in tackles. So I guess the question this year was just how good could he be when he got those starting snaps and he played even more frequently than he did last year. And he's really, at times he's there was a drive against Michigan earlier this year where he had like four or five tackles on the drive. He's everywhere. He's just causing mayhem. He makes plays that I think are somewhat under the radar, that, when you watch a game, you don't you don't necessarily see like, oh, wow, that's an incredible play. But it's just something like he's just so physically gifted. He's so fast. He's so strong. He's the kind of do-it-all guy for Penn State in terms of their defense.
Sean Clifford is certainly a kid that we know because he's from Ohio, a St. X kid, won a state title in his senior year, been in the system for a few years. Now he gets to come into the shoe to try to pull off the unthinkable, really, when it comes to the spread and everything. Your confidence in what he's doing well right now and maybe his biggest weapon.
Yeah. It's kind of a running joke at this point that every time you watch Penn State play on TV, he'll take off for a run, and he's a fast guy. And every single time when you watch back the game or you hear the announcers, they always say, "Well, he's a lot faster than people give him credit for." And it's literally every single game the announcers say that. So he is faster than most people give him credit for. But he's done. Exactly what they've asked of him. I think earlier in the year it was people expected him to be kind of check down, hit the screens to Hamler, run the ball with all the talented running backs that they have, and kind of be a little bit of a system quarterback, I guess, if you want to use that phrase. But I think he's developed into something even more than that. He's hitting downfield throws. He's making the reads that they ask of him. He's really been doing more than I think what a lot of people expected. He's been very good this year. He doesn't turn the ball over very frequently. Other than the one game at Minnesota, it's pretty much been a very good season for him.
Mike Persak covering Penn State for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, joining us here on The Fan. And Joe Moorhead, the OC for you guys a couple years ago, takes the job as the head coach down there at Mississippi State. He was a part of that offense that was really, really rolling, had some special players to work with, obviously, but he leaves to go down to Mississippi State. I want to ask you now about, have you noticed any significant changes offensively, in the last couple of years for Penn State, since Joe Moorhead has left?
Yeah, so it's a little bit hard for me to say, and I apologize for that, because this is actually my first year covering Penn State.
Okay.
And I've been aware of Penn State before. It's hard for me to say if there's been a huge difference, I guess. But Ricky Ronnie, the current offensive coordinator, he gets, I think, a lot of undeserved heat from fans when things go wrong. And I think a lot of it stems from, you guys will remember last year, Penn State had the 4th-and-5 against Ohio State, and they ran the ball, and people get upset with like individual play calls earlier against Minnesota. Penn State had the ball 1st and goal on Minnesota, like inside Minnesota 10, and couldn't punch it in. They ran the ball 3 times and threw like a corner route to Hamler. So it's like little things like that. But in terms of larger changes since Moorhead left and Ronnie came in, I apologize, but it's hard for me to specifically point those out.
No worries. Mike, good stuff there. Thanks for setting the table. We're looking forward to the game. I know you will too. Thanks for taking a few minutes with us.
Yeah, absolutely. Appreciate you having me, guys.